Joining us this morning, political analyst Steve Roberts with a look at everything going on in the world, which right now, Steve, is all centered on this debate. All eyes are going to be on Biden and Trump Thursday. Who has the most to prove? How are you reading what we're all going to be looking at?
Well, it's a good question. I think that at the risk of a slight oversimplification, both sides are actually following a very similar strategy, and that is the hope and belief that the other guy will screw up, that the debate will reveal the weaknesses of their opponents. In Biden's case, he's quite confident, and this is why he agreed to these debates, that Trump will look crazy. And the Biden folks are worried that a lot of voters, particularly younger voters, let's remember, there are going to be people voting this year who were 10 years old when Trump was first elected president. There are people who look back on the Trump years focusing on inflation and the cost of groceries. Even if they didn't vote for Trump, they remember fondly what their family budgets were like. And so Biden is desperate to shine a spotlight on Trump in the hope that this debate will show his crazier side. Let's remember Nikki Haley during the Republican primaries was pretty successful in using one word, which was chaos. Trump equal chaos. She didn't win the nomination, but she got 20-25% of the vote in many cases. You flip that around, and the Trump strategy is to make Biden look senile. So it's crazy versus senile. And in both cases, the hope and belief is the other guy will make a mistake. And in the modern digital age, it's not just that these debates will have huge audiences, including voters who don't pay much attention. You know, it's easy to reach voters who watch Fox News or CNN or who tune into you guys every morning. It's much harder to but still a lot of American voters are just beginning to pay attention to the campaign. And the debate is sort of a kickoff for that. But also, let's remember, any moment, positive or negative, that happens during this debate in this digital age will be repeated endlessly on social media. It will become fodder for campaign ads all through the fall. So the potential particularly if someone makes a mistake, I mean, you know a lot about football in Buffalo, right? And in some ways, the strategy is play takeaway and hope the other team makes a turnover and throws a pick six. And if they throw a pick six, you're going to win the game.
You know, Steve, who do you think is the underdog going into this?
I actually think Biden is, because I think in some ways the risks are greater. The storyline is pretty set, even among a lot of Biden supporters, that he's too old and feeble. And if he makes any kind of move that reinforces that predilection, that belief, it could be quite damaging. Now, as I say, it's true on the other side. People are prone to believe that Trump's a little crazy. But, you know, things that reinforce a storyline are much more powerful than events that cut across what is already a tendency or belief. So I think the risks are greater for Biden here than they are for Trump. But Biden obviously felt it was worth taking the risk because, you know, at this point in 2020, Biden was ahead comfortably in the polls. Today, they're pretty much dead even, which shows it's a much tighter race than it was even 4 years ago.
Well, you know, for Biden, he has to look the part, right? He has to look up to it. That's number one. And then it's number two is what he says, right? And with what he says, I've been reading more and more, and there's more polling that would kind of back this up over the past couple of months. It seems to be gaining steam that, you know, he might want to move a little bit more toward the middle, or at least highlight, you know, some of what he's doing, you know, instead of, you know, saying a last-ditch effort or anything like that, you know, talk about what he did at the border and, you know, really boast about it and things like that, instead of kind of looking at student loan forgiveness, climate change, a lot of these other more progressive issues.
Yeah, I think that that's a fair point. I think there's no doubt that he, in recent days, has made some presidential decisions and executive orders, particularly one that limits the ability of newcomers to appeal for asylum. Clearly, that was designed to give him an argument at the debate that he really does recognize the problem of the chaos at the border and he's doing something about it. I agree with you on that. And look, issues always play a role. The issue of abortion is going to be a very powerful one for Biden. He's going to stress it repeatedly. And Trump is going to stress the issue of inflation repeatedly. But I've covered these issues for a long time. And I can tell you my strong feeling is that the biggest takeaway is not policy, it's personal. The biggest takeaway is, do I have more confidence or less confidence? Am I more satisfied with my choice or have doubts been planted? Am I energized to go out and vote or am I more discouraged and passive? These feelings really are more important because debates don't change votes very much, but they can energize your supporters or discourage your supporters. And turnout in a very close election is by far the most important question. Which side has more energy? Which side has more motivation? Which side can galvanize their supporters and discourage the other side's supporters? That goes way beyond issues to questions of judgment and personal character.
Well, Steve, thank you. We appreciate it. It's political analyst Steve Roberts.